Woo-hoo!
This is your Attitash Race League Report with Corey Madden.
Here we go. Back after a week off. Corey Madden, welcome back, sir.
Yeah, it was a week off, not a week of rest, but it was
a week off for the race leaguers.
The race league, yeah.
But for you, of course, always hard at work over at Attash. Always something going on.
Yeah, we had our Super G's last week. Races went off super well. The groomers just absolutely rocked it.
Yeah.
It was a cold day Tuesday. It was a semi-cold day Wednesday, a little warmer, but then rain on Thursday.
Right.
And then we pushed it back to Friday. And Friday just, it was amazing to go through that kind of weather. Temperature changes to weather to the groomers came out and totally took care of it. And then Mother Nature just comes along and blesses us with a bunch of new snow.
Yeah.
It took me an extra couple minutes to get here this morning. Roads are fine, but plow trucks are out there doing their job.
We always like to tell everybody to take a couple extra minutes, give themselves a little extra space, a little extra time just to get to where they need to be after a big snow like this. But our plow guys, hats off to them. Thankless job, but unbelievable.
Yep.
Unbelievable work always done. We always try to give them kudos here at Magic 104. So that was good then. You had a nice week.
Oh, yeah. Week three is in the books. And racing yesterday was phenomenal. The snow didn't start until just before I got to go get dressed for my run. So, the course held up awesome yesterday. Racing conditions were perfect. We had 91 racers come out and participate yesterday. We have a total of 107, so we reached our plus 100 mark, which
nice.
is always nice. Thank you for everybody with their support. It just seems like every year we lose as many as we gain, so we stay right there at that 100, 107 this year. So super thankful for everybody that's, participating. We have some new teams. We have, a bunch of new people. Yesterday we had something happened that was pretty awesome. We had Taryn Palmer came out yesterday, and she really rocked it. She placed third yesterday, and that's with the top division in the boys. So pretty awesome. She's racing hard. She came out. She didn't miss a turn. Dropped into that tuck right after the second gate. We also had Alec Tarbate. Barry topped the podium yesterday for his first time this year, and it's been a good mix. It's been Ace, Alec, Tim.
Yeah, a little back and forth
between the three of those guys. right down through. We've got 11 categories. Everybody's in their division now, finally.
Okay.
So when it comes out in the paper, you'll see Division 1, Division 2. That's where you're at, and that's where you'll be at for the season, unless you've been wearing a parachute all for the first three races, and then you go into your GS suit on when we come back next week. But we always throw in the twist with the slalom right after we get the division set. So that's always a wrench in everybody's side there, or a thorn in everybody's side. They come out and, some people race slalom really well. Some people, across the board, everybody gets through it and likes it at the end of the day, but
it's one of those things that they anticipate a little bit,
right? Where some people in the first division might get beat by some people in the third division that may have better slalom skills. So we do the slalom this week. The following week we go into the alleyway start, which is just a little bit longer of a course. We add some gates. We go up over we have a blind turn in there, whereas where we race typically you can see the course from top to bottom. So 2 weeks of kind of mixing it up a little bit for everybody, and then we go right back into the coach's knoll start. So super fun. It's been such an amazing season.
It really has for everybody. It's been great.
Totally
been great to hear about it.
Jumping back in the Jeep and heading right to the mountain after this.
Yeah,
that snow's so fluffy out there. It's so nice. Looking forward to some awesome events going on this weekend.
Sure.
We have our pass holder party, which with the pass holder party, that's everybody who's a pass holder is invited. You have to have your pass to check in. That goes on at Bear Peak on Saturday night. We also have Girls Just Want to Have Fun. It's an 80s cover band. They're awesome. They're playing the après-ski over in Ptarmigan's. Over in the Den, we have Ben Cook. He's playing the Den Sessions après-ski and then going switching over to the pass holder party to DJ that. So he's got a busy night in front of him. North versus South dual head-to-head race over on Spillway. It's parka style. You get up there and you race your mom, your dad, your cousin, your friend, your whatever, but head-to-head racing on Saturday. That's pretty awesome. All the proceeds for that will be going to the ESSC. So it's a $20 entry. We usually get 150 or so racers, and so it's a great benefit to go to ESSC. Up at Wildcat, we've got Rafe playing on Friday. We've got Pat Foley band playing on Saturday afternoon. So all sorts of great stuff going on this weekend.
Absolutely. Plenty to look forward to. Yep, and of course, you can check out all those details at attach.com and of course, skiwildcat.com too for all the weekend pleasures that are coming up, brought to you by those guys. Always fun over at the Attach Race League. I'm
always
glad everything's going well and you guys are putting all this snow that we're getting to good use. I mean, the snowmakers and everything.
There's no doubt about it. Absolutely. Yep. And huge thanks to Andy's ski shop. They donated a bunch of stuff to be able to give away yesterday afternoon. They're actually right next to our results in the Conway Sun. They're doing their own half-page ad, so they've got pictures from the race league promoting the shop. They're doing a great job over there, Chris and Tim and that crew. Midas North Conway, those guys are taking care of everybody's cars out there that might be hitting little ditches or little potholes that are out there, so go check them out. EMS, you know, we gave away another shot ski last night and put that to good use.
Sure.
So skichair.com, check those guys out. So big thanks to everybody, all the support we
get. Very cool. So a good season so far and plenty of weeks to look forward
to
for
sure. And of course, 104.5.
Oh, yeah, of course. Magic 104. Hold down the fort.
Magic 104 and Gino.
And, of course, you, Corey. We appreciate your hard work. We know that you're always behind the scenes, making sure everything goes, as well as enjoying your day on the course, which is where you're going shortly after
this. Yeah, I'll
be
heading up to Meister's. go get some powder first.
Oh, yeah.
Over
at
Bear Peak, and then head over to Meister's. I think I'll go for the newer two course, get in my runs, and then wait until that course opens and get over there. And it's always fun. It's always fun. A little earlier, Ray, I'll be there a little earlier to come see you instead of the 5:30.
Yeah.
So
he appreciates it. Keep him working. Don't
let
him off the hook.
Those guys are great up there. Definitely, it's awesome to have that late course. You know, having the lights and everything, it helps everybody do their work during the day and still get up there. And it's great camaraderie at that 5 o'clock hour. So
absolutely. And Ray, speaking of Ray, he'll be in tomorrow to talk about everything that goes down today. And like you said, we're putting that for that fresh snow to good use.
Absolutely.
Excellent, Corey. Thank you so much for coming in again. Attach.com is where you want to go for full details and everything happening over there this weekend, as well as skiwildcat.com and we'll talk to Corey next week.
Sounds good.
It's the Magic Morning Show on Magic 104.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.